John Hansen does the Block Club Chicago podcast. He joins us now with extremely local news, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. On the Block Club website, you can go there and go on a Pope Leo-themed pilgrimage, can't you, John?
Yeah, the whole tour of everything, from, we'll just say from Mercy Hospital to Aurelio's. We've got it all covered, where the Pope has gone in his many years, of course, and connections to Chicago. You know, we've heard so many great write-ups and stories since the Pope was announced last Thursday. We kind of just put it together in a chronological timeline from Mercy Hospital to where his childhood home was, his church, where he graduated from, where he did work in the city, and beyond, and then where he's visited since, including as the picture of him at Aurelio's is the most Chicago thing ever from just about 9 months ago, and also his visits to Wright Field, or whatever it was called when he used to go there, and as many adventures on the South Side as a Sox fan, too. So it's a fun write-up, and another write-up that we did, Bob, and part of that one is a peek inside the vacant church where Pope Leo got his start. People immediately were, you know, digging through his history, raised in Dalton, as we now know, of course, and his family called the St. Mary of the Assumption Parish in the Riverdale neighborhood their home parish. And unfortunately, that church has fallen into disrepair. So we had a photographer actually go to the church and go inside, and the stained glass windows are still there. They're gorgeous on the inside. We have great photos of the church on the outside and also the sun beaming on in. But unfortunately, there's holes in the roof. It's been abandoned for many years now, I think about 10 years or so. And I don't know if there's going to be big efforts maybe to try and clean it up or give it new life now that it's was the original parish and home of the Pope. Because you can see there's, you know, some spray-painted graffiti on the inside as well. But neighbors are hopeful that maybe this selection of the Pope can obviously not only bring good news to Dalton, they certainly need that, but maybe turn around this church and reopen it, because maybe it still has the bones, Bob, to be a place where people can worship.
Hey, I'm sure the Catholic Church or somebody is going to put some money into it. It's at 310 East 137th, so it'll be interesting to see what happens to that now vacant Southside Church.
Yeah,
now,
that's what I was thinking. You'd think that the Catholic Church would come forward and maybe try and make this work for obviously not only just to have neighbors be able to go there, but I was talking about on Your Money Matters the other night, Bob, just the impact that a Pope has on tourism and people wanting to follow the pilgrimage of them. And Pope John Paul II, what the things that he did for the Poland's economy and local economy was extraordinary, and Pope Francis, maybe not as much so, but, you know, maybe this can be a spot for people to visit, and what a great boom that would be for the Dalton neighborhood.
Turn it into a museum. And, by the way, could you believe that they found the video of the now Pope in the stands during the 2005 Sox World Series? I think a great story would be, How did they do it? How did they get that?
Which intern had to scroll through every single image of that? And what would they go, like, frame by frame, Bob, to be able to catch that?
How did they know it existed? I mean,
I guess someone probably knew.
Well, they knew he went there, right?
Right. Maybe someone was like, oh, he was also on TV. You'll have to go watch it. I don't know.
I was thinking
the same thing. That's a great story. Bob, you always got suggestions for us, so I'm writing that one down at the top of the list.
I'm always giving other people work. You notice that? I don't do anything. BlockClubChicago.org for more on the Pope. I love that the farmers markets are back now, aren't they?
Yeah, really. I mean, as much of a sign of summer as anything, and we just highlighted a couple of them. The Maxwell Street Market is real Chicago famous, and that's back open here again soon. The Chicago's longest running farmers market is actually the Daily Plaza Farmers Market, and that returns in 10 days, May 22nd. There's going to be some new vendors as well. And we've got a list of the other city sponsored farmers markets on Division Street and Austin and Pullman and Bronzeville. I mean, all over the city. And that's not even to mention, Bob, the individual neighborhood ones that host them themselves. There's city ones that are run by the city, and there's ones that, of course, neighborhoods do. And I just love it. It is something that I think touches every part of the city. It's a great gathering place, and it's a real great opportunity for these farmers to really meet people where they are. I think that I always thought that farmers markets were kind of just the thing the farms did, and then, you know, there they go. But so many farms make like 60 to 70% of their revenue for the year at these farmers markets. It's big business for them, too.
I like to eat my way through them. And a lot of people think it's only in the suburbs, but I'm glad blockclubchicago.org has the list of city farmers markets. And finally, when are we going to get a new CTA boss?
Who knows? And especially today on the news that Ventra is not really working on the app. But this has been a long going saga. Obviously, the previous Dorval Carter was ousted, or he resigned after a lot of pressure from reports from Block Club Chicago, a lot of readers and also riders of the CTA. But basically, he seems to have someone in mind, John Roberson, a City Hall veteran. But a lot of people are saying, hey, let's get someone who's either run a transit agency before or has more experience in that, including former CTA board members who are raising the alarm saying, not this guy, no offense to this guy, but let's get someone that on day one knows how to run a transit system. So we'll be following that at blockclubchicago.org.
John Hanson, Your Money Matters on WGN tonight at 6. Thank you, John. Have a good one.
Take care, Bob.